You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz campaigns in Wisconsin today with stops in Green Bay and Eau Claire. He tells Good Morning America why he's running.
I watched Donald Trump dismiss the COVID pandemic. I watched him drive an economy into the ground. And I watched Joe Biden and Kamala Harris pick those pieces up.
Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. Elon Musk's political action committee has taken over a big share of Donald Trump's get-out-the-vote efforts in Wisconsin. Musk's America PAC is reportedly working with the far-right dark money group Turning Point Action. Their combined efforts are said to be focusing on people they've identified as Trump supporters who haven't voted recently. Wisconsin is second in the nation in the number of dam failures. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It says 34 Wisconsin dams have failed since 2000. 28 of those 34 dams have failed since 2018. Only South Carolina does worse. The Policy Forum says it's a symptom of aging infrastructure and more rain due to climate change. Native American tribes in Wisconsin are bringing back growing and harvesting wild rice. Joe Gravine is a member of the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa in northern Wisconsin.
I see that abundance of rice that hasn't been there for 20 years. That smile on her face, the energy that they give off.
But tribes are concerned that climate change could threaten future crops. A man from Milwaukee is dead after getting shot at a youth flag football game Saturday afternoon. The man died after being rushed to the hospital. The person was arrested, but police let him go after they determined he was innocent. Milwaukee police say they're looking into how and why it happened. Meanwhile, city leaders are condemning the violence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz is in Wisconsin today. Walz will appear at an event in Eau Claire before traveling to Green Bay. For his Eau Claire visit, the Harris-Walz campaign said that Walz will speak directly to voters. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin Thursday with stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. No details have been announced about any of those stops coming up on Thursday. The November election is 3 weeks from tomorrow. The Chippewa Valley is a hotbed for political candidates. Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz is visiting Eau Claire today, and yesterday, Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Menominee for Dunn County's Party at the Barn event to drum up support for her re-election bid. Baldwin discussed her platform covering topics like agriculture and healthcare and gave an update on the Farm Bill, which is still being negotiated in Congress. Baldwin is facing Republican Eric Hovde for U.S. Senate in the November election. Western Wisconsin farmers are trying to give away tens of thousands of chickens after an Iowa poultry company's bankruptcy filing was dismissed by a court. Four Western Wisconsin farms, as well as locations in Minnesota and Iowa, were left on the hook for feeding chickens without any money arriving to help them out. One farm posted that they would be personally be losing over $100,000. In Iowa, an emergency order was issued to help out farmers, but so far, no such action has been taken in Wisconsin. Travel Wisconsin's fall color report says most of northern Wisconsin is in peak fall colors this week. Northeastern Wisconsin is pushing past the peak, while here in northwestern Wisconsin, we're at 75 to 100% of peak fall foliage. For areas like St. Croix, Polk, and Sawyer counties, mid-October is the typical peak time for fall colors, and everything is right on target in 2024. Some areas south of Highway 29 in Wisconsin are just beginning to turn. Visit travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport to check on current conditions. A new Wisconsin license plate is available, which will support the International Crane Foundation. The nonprofit organization is based in Baraboo. The plate shows a crane to the left of the license plate number with savingcranes.org along the bottom underneath the number. Anyone who buys the plate will have a $25 donation included in costs that will go to ICF. There are also other fees standard with issuing new license plates. You can order your plate online or at any Wisconsin DMV location. The National Weather Service in Duluth has winter skywarn spotter training dates on its calendar. The lone in-person class will be in Hermantown, Minnesota on October 23rd, but they'll hold three virtual classes on November 19th, 20th, and 21st. The classes will focus on northwestern Wisconsin and are free to attend. The classes will cover this year's winter outlook, how to measure and report winter weather, and other topics. You can visit weather.gov/DLH for more information. For Civic Media News in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
There were a lot of plays, though, that we line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and it sounds like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards, head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got beat pretty good by a good football team, but you know, lost a takeaway battle 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back Tully Walker rushed for 198 yards and three touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really, really, really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work and do a great job of leading for us. And you know, he's not a guy that if his number wasn't called and it was the other way around, then he would be just as happy right now. And that's what's impressive about him. So we're going to continue to rely upon him just like the big guys. And if we can continue this, this team's going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is very close to controlling the universe. But for now, they're pushing a new talk show hosted by comedian John Mulaney. Variety reports that Netflix executives say they were impressed with Mulaney's interviews during the Netflix Is a Joke comedy festival, where Mulroney hosted a segment called Everyone's in L.A. The comedian has also had multiple stand-up specials on the network. The new talker will drop once a week and possibly in early 2025. Fans of the show The Office, whether it's the British or American version, may or may not be excited to hear there is a new iteration of the mockumentary-style comedy headed to Peacock. It's not being called a spinoff, but they are incorporating elements of the previous shows. Variety reports that on the new show, the company that filmed the daily happenings at Dunder Mifflin are filming a new office in a dying daily newspaper. The show is currently being cast. Executive producers include Greg Daniels, who oversaw The American Office, and Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, who created the franchise. Let's be honest. Scooby-Doo's Velma was a great actor, but when it comes to carrying a show, she can only do that so far. Max has announced that it's canceling the show Velma after two seasons. The Scooby-Doo spinoff was considered controversial as they decided to gear the storylines toward adults for both Velma and her Mystery Inc. chums. The Office's Mindy Kaling voiced the role of Velma and was one of the executive producers. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a great indie comedy, check out the film Chump Change for rent on YouTube. Writer-director star of the film and native Wisconsin son Steve Burrows was a guest on Nightlight last week and informed me that the film is finally available after 20 years for viewing. This hilarious comedy, which stars, in addition to Burroughs, Tracy Lords, Jerry Stiller, Tim Matheson, Ann Mara, Fred Willard, and Shelley Winters. How's that for a cast? The film is set in Milwaukee, and it's a cracklin' good, or should I say, cacklin' good watch. If you liked Young Sheldon, maybe you'll like this other Big Bang Theory spinoff. Variety reports the show, which has been in development at Max for the last year, just added cast members Brian Posehn, Lauren Lapkus, and Kevin Sussman. Story details for the series are being kept under wraps, but the three new cast members will reprise their roles from the original Big Bang Theory. If the show is ultimately greenlit, it will be the fourth in the Big Bang franchise. Lifestyle influencer, insider trader Martha Stewart is pulling no punches in a new documentary. The film, titled Martha, covers the billionaire's rise to fame, starting with her days as a teenage model, to her reality series, Snoop Dogg friendship, and her conviction for obstructing justice and lying to the government, for which she spent 5 months in prison. She has opinions on all of this. Martha will soon be available on Netflix October 30th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, frosty in the low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.